This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, what you're looking at right now is a camel that has dropped dead. It dropped dead due to thirst. This camel is from a region called Cholistan in Pakistan. It's a desert that's been struck by a drought. It's excessively hot right now and the water has not come. And the animals are dropping like this all over. What you have to understand about this place, that it is a community that lives off the cattle, they live off the animals. When the animals start dying, know that the humans are going to start dying next. The way these animals are dropping on the streets out of thirst, they're dropping dead, humans will start dropping dead like this very, very shortly if they do not get the aid and the help with the permission of Allah. We're currently raising funds on behalf of Humanity Care Relief to set up filtration plants so that this community can get water for their animals and for themselves to drink from and to do tahara from, to do wudu and ghusl from. These children here mentioned this animal died of thirst because it had no decent water to drink. Please, I ask you to donate as generously as you can for Allah's sake. The link below so we can make a change for these people's lives in the long term. And I ask you to do this quickly before you watch the video. Just pause, make that donation, and then carry on watching, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala al-Nabi al-Mustafa al-Mujtaba. Dear respective brothers and sisters and elders, from the greatest of blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon mankind is that he sent them a man called Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you, upon the believers, a messenger who came to recite upon them the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down in His Quran. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and He came to purify them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and He was teaching them the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and also His sunnah. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, even though before that they were upon a clear misguidance. Before, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent to mankind, they were upon ظلم and جهل. They were upon oppression and ignorance, far removed from why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place them on the face of this earth. They followed their desires and they were far and distant from the natural disposition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them upon. They committed acts of shirk, kufr. They would go around the Kaaba naked. Imagine you had women going around the Kaaba not wearing any clothes. They buried their daughters and carried out all sorts of filth and evil. When you look at today's society, my beloved brothers and sisters, is it correct to say that it is no different to what was happening at the time of when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent? Or should we say that what we are witnessing in today's day and age is far worse than that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to deal with? They were in need of the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and today we are in need of it as well. In fact, it might be correct to say, and I'm not even going to use the term might, it's without a shadow of a doubt, right, that we are in more need of His guidance in dealing with our affairs because of the moral decay and depravity of that which you see, the moral corruption, Have we ever witnessed in society, right, or throughout history, that which is similar today, my brothers and my sisters, where one propagates? Now I have to pick my words very carefully. Huh? One propagating homosexuality. Has it ever been known? I'm sure some of you guys came across that video of a BBC presenter. He said, just the other day I spoke to my friend, and his friend said to him that he's migrating. You guys came across that video? He said he's migrating. Where is he migrating to? He's leaving the country, he's going somewhere else. Why is he migrating? Because of how homosexuality now is being embraced in his time. Even when you look at that clip, you can see it's a very, very old clip. It could be from the 1980s, early 1990s, and so on and so forth. And he said approximately 30 years ago, if you were caught being a homosexual or being gay, right, they would hang you. As time went on, this is, by the way, a BBC presenter. It's on the BBC, you can even see the mark on there. I posted it on Twitter, I found it on the internet, right? It's getting hundreds and hundreds and thousands of views. As time went on, the punishment, right, was diluted and watered down. It became less and less and less. He said, I'm leaving before this is made compulsory. And then everybody in the crowd, right, in the theater or in the studio, they all start laughing. Huh? What do you guys think? He said, I'm leaving, I'm migrating before it is made compulsory. Forget about freedom of speech, right? Today you don't even get freedom of silence. Agreed or not? It's okay for them to express however they feel, right? Whatever their thoughts are. But the moment I mention an opposing thought, I'm criminalized and cancelled. As we previously saw with that which took place with Idrissa Gayo. You guys heard of Idrissa Gayo? Where are the footballers and the supporters? A PSG midfielder. I was about to say midfielder. Midfielder. Huh? Forget about showing opposition. He just kept quiet. Did you guys see how they tried to criminalize him? How they tried to get him cancelled? It's not even about freedom of speech anymore. We are being stripped of our freedom of silence. Do you guys agree with that? Why is it that you are able to express what you want, but then I can't say anything? The hypocrisy in the system. Ala kulli hal, maybe we'll dedicate a whole session about the whole LGBTQ movement. Maybe we'll do that next week. And I'll read out statistics from the horse's mouth. I've sat down with lawyers and professionals, and I asked, what can be said, right? Or what's the furthest that you could say before you get cancelled or criminalized? As long as you quote the scripture. As long as you quote the scripture. You guys heard of Jacob Rees-Mogg? Who can tell me who Jacob Rees-Mogg is? Who's Jacob Rees-Mogg? Huh? He's a politician. You guys heard of Jacob Rees-Mogg? The Scottish politician. He's Scottish, right? Oh no, he just sounds extremely posh. Huh? Jacob Rees-Mogg was invited onto The Good Morning Show with the Khabith, Piers Morgan. You guys heard of Piers Morgan? Recently, his photo is going around on the billboards. Huh? Half of his face, they try to make it look like an angel. It's in white with the round thing on top of his head. And the other half, they try to depict him as a devil. Sahih? This man's a khabith, Piers Morgan. Ala kulli hal, the whole interview was about what is your view on same-sex marriages? And he kept on repeating, under the Christian church, this is unacceptable. Right? Marriage is a sacrament. That's what he kept on saying. Marriage is a sacrament. And it's posh accent. Huh? And under the Catholic Church, this is not something that is right. And they kept on persisting. What is your view? What is your opinion? You voted against it, didn't you? This is what they're saying to him. They're trying to trap him, because the moment you give your view or your opinion, they're able to scrutinize you, get you cancelled and criminalized. But as long as you quote the scripture and you quote statistics by the people of expertise, I can't say anything. The only two times, and I'm getting a little bit carried away here, right? The only two times in history that we've seen anything like this was in the time of Lot. And in today's day and age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned in the scripture, right, destroyed the people of Lot. إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ. Allah in the Quran, and you can see this in the scripture, right, tells us that you carry out abhorrent, despicable, filthy acts. مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. And no one ever preceded you in this, subhanAllah. No one ever preceded you in this. From the time of Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, huh? From the time of Adam and Eve, all the way up until the time of Lot, this was unheard of. And this is what the Quran is saying. And then it has been brought to life in today's day and age. So, because of what you see, even the Quraysh, my brothers and sisters, did not commit some of that which we see today. Even the Quraysh, they didn't seek to change their natural disposition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my beloved brothers and sisters, spoke about the best of nations. Who can tell me who the best of nations are? Or who the best of people are? I'll give you guys a clue. It's in Surah Ali Imran. Kuntum khayra ummatin. Right? Allah says that you are from the most greatest of nations. Right? What was it that they used to partake in? What was it that they were doing? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You enjoin the good and you forbid the evil. And you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What made you the most greatest of people is what? Enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot be a true believer, my beloved brothers and sisters, if you hate some of the sharia, or if you mock Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His messenger and His companions. This is clear-cut kufr and ridda. Clear-cut disbelief and apostasy. They are deserving of the consequences in the dunya and also the hereafter. You should know, my beloved brothers and sisters and elders, that defending his honor, giving him victory, supporting and aiding him, sacrificing your time, wealth, blood is your religion. This is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not a Muslim, my beloved brothers and sisters, if you don't believe in what I just mentioned. These are important aspects of your religion. Today, right, you hear the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being mocked. And we spoke about this previously in this masjid. On April Fool's Day, Muhammad, Khadija, Zainab, Abu Bakr, Umar, they laugh him. But when a mujrim, a criminal, depicts your prophet as a dog, like Lars Vilks done, right? That Swedish criminal, everybody becomes upset. Agreed? But when people are sending around videos mocking the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, well what? We're laughing. It's a joke. Why is that, brothers and sisters? Even when we walk past a statue or an idol, you name it, whatever you want, in front of a church depicting Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's what? On the cross like that. People start laughing, sah? They start laughing. Can you as a Muslim laugh at something like that? Shouldn't we believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam the same way we believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam? You cannot be a Muslim if you don't believe in any of these prophets. Going back to what I was saying, my brothers and my sisters, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, respecting Him, honoring and venerating the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was always an obligation. In his lifetime, it was an obligation, and it remains an obligation after his death. And you cannot have faith if your religion is not built on that. This is why when someone mocks the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is a joke, there is no excuse. لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. You can't say, I was joking, I was playing, I wasn't, you know, being serious. Straight away he leaves the fold of Islam. In other aspects that an individual falls into from acts of kufr, we have to say what? إقامة الحجة وإزالة الشبهة. You have to make sure that you establish the proof, you make it clear to him, you remove the doubts, and only then the takfir is applied. And it's not for everyone and anyone to declare others to be a kafir. Is that clear, brothers and sisters? But when it comes to mocking the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah clearly and explicitly manifests in His Quran, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. No excuses. You have committed kufr after Iman came to you. Is that clear, my brothers and my sisters? In every time and place, there will always be a battle between haqq and batil. The truth of Islam, the light of Iman, and the guidance of Tawheed will always prevail. As Allah tells us in the Quran, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Say to them, O Muhammad, the truth has come, and the falsehood has perished, and the falsehood is bound to perish. بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقُ. As Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, we will cause it to perish and diminish. فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقُ. Why am I mentioning all of this, my brothers and my sisters? Many of you have come to know about those who mocked our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From those Hindu politicians in India. And also this movie that was recently released, which they called The Lady of Heaven. Sahih? The Lady of Heaven, right? Which belittled some of the companions. May Allah Azza wa Jalla be pleased with them. And it portrayed the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a negative light. And this, without a shadow of a doubt, is something that enrages the Muslims. A believer, as Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, فَمَنْ سَبَّ الرَّسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَإِنَّهُ يُغِيظُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَيُؤْلِمُهُمْ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ سَفْكِ دِمَائِهِمْ وَأَخْذِ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Whoever insults the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam without the shadow of a doubt, this enrages the believers and it brings them a lot of pain. More pain than one spilling your blood or taking your wealth. فَإِنَّ هَذَا يُثِيرُ الْغَضَبَ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And this indeed, without a shadow of a doubt, it causes one to be angry for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If that doesn't move you and trigger you, then my brothers and my sisters, we really need to triple check our iman. If you are still following that devil on Instagram who made it his intention to collect followers so that he can promote this film, and I think everybody here knows what I'm speaking about, became famous on TikTok and then he has something like 440,000 followers on Instagram, and then behind closed doors he called our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha a terrorist, insulted her, making a mockery out of her and saying that this is what the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla is, promoting this movie Lady of Heaven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. Indeed, those who tried to harm the believing men and believing women, and they tried to accuse them of that which they are free from, فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. They will carry the burden of their slander. The tafsir of this will really, really shock you. Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi passed away hundreds of years ago. Hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Right? He says, وَمِنْ أَكْثَرِ مَنْ يَدْخُلُ فِي هَذَا الْوَعِيدِ الْكَفَرَةُ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Those who fall under this verse are who? The kafara, the disbelievers. ثُمَّ الرَّافِضَةُ. And then the Rafida, the rejectionist, the twelvers, the Shiite. أَلَّذِينَ يَنْتَقِصُونَ الصَّحَابَةَ. Those who belittle the companions. وَيَعِيبُونَهُمْ بِمَا قَدْ بَرَّأَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. And they criticize and shame the companions from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them free from. وَيَصَفُونَهُمْ بِنَخِيضِ مَا أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. And they say about them the opposite of what Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned about them. The directors, backers, financiers were from who? Were from the Rafida Shia of this movie. And the actors and many of the script writers, my beloved brothers and sisters, were from the Kufar. Ibn Kathir is mentioning that the kuffar and the rafida, they fall under this verse, who insult the companions. For those who think that this is a myth, go and hear that TikToker or the Instagrammer, what he's saying behind closed doors, that is now going viral Allah Azza wa Jalla will expose them. They tried to put the face on in the public, but then behind closed doors, this is how they are talking. This is what they are doing. We've heard it when we were in Yemen, insulting the companions, our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. This, my brothers and my sisters, is not a light matter. However, having said all of that, is this something that is new? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being insulted, his honor being ripped to shreds, our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha being mocked and ridiculed, is that something that is new? Wallahi, it's not. It won't be the last as well. As the people of filth and evil, they always appear from time to time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in the Quran, and let's take a stroll now in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What were some of the things that his own family members, his own people would say to him, or would say about him? Allah says in the Quran, وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِي نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الذِّكْرِ إِنَّكَ لَمَجْنُونَ. And they said, oh you who claims that the Quran came down upon him, indeed you're a crazy man. You're someone who's lost the plot. You're a madman. Allah Azza wa Jalla also tells us, وَعَجِبُوا أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. It amazed them that a messenger was sent from amongst them, someone who warned them from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. What do they call him? Sahirun Kadab. A magician who is a compulsive liar. There's a difference between Kadib and Kadab. Who can tell me the difference? Huh? What's the difference between Kadib and Kadab? Sighatul Mubalagha. Fa'ilun Fa'al. Right? Kadib, Kadab. Kadib is someone who just lied. Kadab is someone who does that excessively. I want all of you brothers and sisters, right, to really just think about how you would react if some of these insults came your way. How would you respond? We find people stabbing another because he looked at him a certain way. Isn't this something that happens all the time? Why are you looking at me? Then he escalates, he stabs him. Over something as pathetic as that. Why did you look at me? And we know the famous hadith, right? The companions who were sitting on the road. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْجُلُوسَ فِي الطُّرُقَاتِ. Beware of sitting on the roads and the pathway of the people. They said, مَا لَنَا مِنْ بُدْ. This is something that we must do. This is where we gather to discuss and to speak and so on and so forth. So he said, if you're going to sit, then make sure you give the streets its right. What was one of the rights of the streets? The code of conduct for sitting around or hanging around the streets. You lower your gaze. Sah? If only that was applied, that could maybe what stop a lot of stabbings and a lot of crime. Ala kulli hal, going back to the point that I was making. Now they've called him a majnoon, a madman. They've called him a sahir, someone who's a magician. They called him a kadhab, a compulsive liar. Also Allah says, tells us in the Quran, وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيَكُونَ مَعْهُ نَذِيرًا. They said, what is wrong with this man? This messenger. يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. He eats just like everybody else. And he goes to the markets just like everyone else. لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيَكُونَ مَعْهُ نَذِيرًا. If only an angel was sent with him, so they could what? Give da'wah together. أَوْ يُلْقَى إِلَيْهِ كَنْزٌ. Or if only he came with a treasure. أو يلقى إليه كنز. What was the next part of the ayah? Huh? أو يلقى إليه كنز أو تكون له جنة يأكل منها. Or if only there was a Jannah, a garden that he can eat from. وقال الظالمون إن تتبعون إلا رجلا مسحورا. The oppressive, they said, they are only following a man who's had a magic spell played on him. Look at the mockery, brothers and sisters. This is what your messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had to endure and experience just so we can have al-Islam on a plate. We have it easy, brothers and sisters. Look what they went through. And look how easy we have it. And even then, whenever we are told to do something by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is as if we take his commandments and his instructions and we throw it back at him. Because we leave him on standby. This is the reality, brothers and sisters. It didn't stop there. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing in front of the Kaaba. And I want all of you to really reflect on this. And I hope it resonates with every single one of you. This is the Prophet, my beloved brothers and sisters, who is more beloved to us than everyone. And you cannot be a true believer, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. You cannot be a true believer until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to you than your parents, your children, and all of the people. You cannot be a true believer. He's standing in front of the Kaaba and he calls the people to listen to what he has to say. And this is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. And then he tells them, لو أخبرتكم أن خيلا بالوادي. If I were to say to you that there is an army. Wake him up. Wake him up. لو أخبرتكم أن خيلا بالوادي. That there is an enemy from behind, an enemy that is behind that valley. تريد أن تغير عليكم. This enemy wants to attack you. Would you believe me? They said, yes. مَا جَرَّبْنَا عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا صِدْقًا. We've only ever come to know you to be truthful. You've never ever lied to us. You're an honest, truthful individual. And then he says to them, فَإِنِّي نَذِيرٌ لَكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. I am a warner to you. I am a warner that has come with a message before you are struck with the torment and punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. His uncle, Abu Lahab, is listening and responds and says, أَلِهَذَا جَمَعْتَنَا تَبَّلْ لَكَ سَائِرَ الْيَوْمِ. Is this why you gathered us? May you perish for the rest of the day. May you perish for the rest of the day. You know when someone insults you? It may not necessarily hurt as much as a family member making fun of you, insulting you, ridiculing you. Would you guys agree with that? Oppressing you. The poet, he says, وَظُلْمُ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى أَشَدُّ مَضَادَةً عَلَى الْمَرْءِ مِنْ وَقْعِ الْحُسَامِ الْمُهَنَّدِي. Have you guys heard of the Indian sword? If the Arabs in the past wanted to speak about a sword, right? The yardstick of how powerful or sharp a sword was, comparing it to the Indian sword. Is that clear, brothers and sisters? The poet is saying, it hurts more that you are oppressed by a family member than an Indian sword being struck onto you. The pain that you walk away with. You may die, but if you come out alive, it's extremely painful, right? You may not live the same ever after because of how powerful that sword is and the way it struck you. He's saying it's more painful. It leaves a bigger, bitter taste in your tongue or in your mouth, right? When a relative oppresses you. So you can imagine now, he's being humiliated in front of all of these people, in front of the Kaaba. That's hurtful, brothers and sisters. Sometimes you start practicing, I'm sure a lot of brothers here can relate to that. You're ridiculed, you're mocked, you're made fun of, because now you're growing a beard. And it's your own family relatives that are behaving like that towards you. If you think it was only that, there was a time when the Prophet ﷺ was praying in front of the Kaaba. And Abu Jahl and some of his companions, they were nudging and daring one another. Huh? Who's going to take that waste, them intestines, from the filth of the animal that was slaughtered? What happens when the butcher slaughters that animal? There is filth that he takes out of there, right? And puts inside of the filth bag. Sahih? They remove all the fat and all of the dirt that comes with a slaughtered animal, and they put it somewhere. They began to dare one another. Who's going to take that and place it on top of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Imagine that for a moment. This is your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of them goes, comes back, takes it, and then places it on top of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of that filth is now on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable body. And Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is looking at that. She comes running and she starts throwing abuse at those who have just harmed her honorable father sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Didn't stop there. Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to Taif, calling them to La ilaha illallah, and they began to pelt him with stones till his ankle started bleeding. The angel comes to him and he says, "In shi'ta an utbiq alayhim al akhshabain." If you wish, we'll take these two mountains and slam it on top of them. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "No, leave them. Wa inni la arju an yukhrij Allah min aslabihim man ya'budu Allah wa la yushrika man ya'budu Allah wa la yushriku bihi shay'a." I hope that Allah Azza wa Jalla brings out from amongst them, from their loins, those who worship Allah Azza wa Jalla and don't commit shirk. Are you brothers and sisters paying attention to what your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through? Just so we could have Islam on a plate. Having said all of that, my brothers and my sisters, what was the reaction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did they come out with knives? Did they come out with guns upon being attacked in this manner? No, they didn't. They dealt with it accordingly. And the time that they lived when in Mecca is very similar to our time now. It's very, very similar to our time now. The kuffar, they want a reaction out of us. Just like what happened with the Lee Rigby stabbings in Woolwich. You guys remember that? See how it was a big deal on the media? However, when a white blonde guy massacres, we don't see that kind of what? Reaction. There's always that what? Oh, the guy is not mentally there. He's not mentally stable. He's not 100%. Maybe he's just 50-50. Just the other day, we heard about this and we heard about that, that a guy was like this and he was like that. But a guy with a Muslim name, look how they scrutinize him and criminalize him. Right? And how they react on the media. This is what they live for, brothers and sisters. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ. They want to extinguish the light of Islam with their mouths. But Allah Azza wa Jalla refuses. إِلَّا أَنْ يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even if this is something that the kafirun despise, they will keep trying and keep trying. But in every time and age, there will be those people of knowledge who will defend the Sharia from the negativity that it's attributed to. But we'll come on to that inshaAllah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and my sisters, throughout history, He dealt with those who tried to mock the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have you guys heard of Khusro the Second? Put your hand up if you heard about Khusro the Second. He was the king of kings in Iran and non-Iran. Right? They called him Khusro the Victorious. He was considered the last great Sasanian king. Is that clear, my brothers and my sisters? This man was powerful, right? And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the noble companion Abdullah ibn Hudhafah al-Sahmi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu as a messenger with a letter to deliver to this man, this king, who was the king of kings, they called. And I think in Persian they say Shahan, right? Huh? Shahan? But Shahak is a chess move, sahih? You have Shahan and then you have Shahak. Shahan is a term that the Persians use to refer to someone as the king of kings. And we know this is a loft, a phrase that we need to what? Stay away from. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prohibited us from calling someone Malikul Amlak, as mentioned in the hadith. And he said, La Malik illallah. And the same applies to the judge of judges. You can't say that. King of kings. Ila akhiri. Ala kulli hal. Kisra. That's what he was called in Arabic. أرسل إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطابا يدعوه إلى الإسلام. He sent a messenger that was carrying a letter to invite him to Islam. فبمجرد أن يسمع أن الرسول قد بدأ الخطاب باسمه قبل اسم كسرى مزق الكتاب فقال. You know the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم would start his letters with من محمد بن عبد الله. From Muhammad, the عبد of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Right? The servant, the slave of Allah عز وجل. May peace and blessings be upon him. The mere fact that he started the letter in that manner, he became furious. What did he do? He cut it up. He cut up this letter to shreds. واستعلى بغيظ. He became extremely haughty and angry with that. عبد من عبادي يقصد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يبدأ كتابه بنفسه قبل. A slave from my slaves. Who's he referring to? The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. He starts a letter with his name before mine. ومزخ الخطاب وطرد السفير. He cut this letter up to shreds. He expelled this messenger from his palace. فلما وصل الخبر إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. And when this now reached the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, مزق الله ملكه. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rip his kingdom to shreds. Who would normally be the closest to a father? Son, right? What do you think happened to him? Who do you think killed him? ابنه الكبير فقتله ثم ما لبث أن قتل هو ثم قتل من قتله وحتى تمزق ملك كسرى. His own son ended up wiping him off the face of this earth. This was only after a short while. After a short while of him tearing this letter up in shreds. His own son killed him. And it was only a matter of time, after some period, that the son was killed. And the one who took over was killed. And the kingdom of Kisra was torn to shreds. وَأَخَذَهُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَفَتَحُوا بِلَادَهُ كُلَّهَا فِي عَهْدِ الرَّاشِدِينَ. They conquered it, the Muslims, and it was taken by the Muslims in the time of the Rashidin, Khulafa al-Rashidin. My beloved brothers and sisters, and those who are going to be listening from the Rafidah, making fun of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, belittling him in any way, shape or form, or his companions, it is feared that you will have a similar ending to this. Let's now speak about a man called Lars Vilks. Who knows about Lars Vilks? Huh? Is anyone here who's Swedish? Huh? أحدٌ يعرف? Lars Vilks. Was a Swedish cartoonist who sketched the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the form of a dog. From that moment on, all the way up until he died, he was living under police protection. October 2021, he was traveling in a civilian police vehicle with two bodyguards. Imagine, brothers and sisters, right? 24-hour surveillance this man has. On an empty motorway, his car lost control, swayed to the other side of the motorway and hit a truck. A statement from police said, it was still unclear how the collision occurred. Afterwards, an explosion. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzeen. Nobody could get anywhere near him, right? If anybody wanted to get anywhere near him, there are the bodyguards who are protecting him. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed. Until today, the police, the human being, doesn't have an answer as to how this happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect the honor of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not your job to portray al-Islam in a negative way because of your actions. This is exactly what the kuffar want. This is how they want you to react. However, we will not, insha'Allah ta'ala, fall into their traps. And that now, my brothers and my sisters, brings me to what is required from both me and you. You became infuriated, right? And that which was said about your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Indian politician trying to ridicule our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or anyone else who will live to say these negative things about our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How would you normally react when your mother is insulted? Let's be honest here, brothers and sisters. Huh? Your blood boils, right? Blood boils. And now our blood is boiling. If you are someone who really, really cares about your messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then my brothers and my sisters, from today, learn about his sunnah. If I ask everyone here, utter for me la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, right? Every single person can do that here. Every single individual can utter that with his tongue. Is that clear? No one's going to struggle. However, and it's sad to say, if I was to now ask you what wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu means, it may well be that most of us don't know what it entails. We don't need anybody to go out and do anything. We need people who are going to learn about the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are going to live a life of imitating the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his teachings. You have homosexuals proud of what they are upon. They hold on to their values and their morals. Isn't that so? Zebra crossing now has rainbow colors, brothers and sisters. It's being shoved in our faces. But when it comes to wearing a thobe, we feel embarrassed. When it comes to imitating the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam or saying Bismillah before we eat our work, we feel embarrassed. نَحْنُ أُمَّةٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. As Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, we are a people who have been honored with al-Islam. وَمَهْمَا ابْتَغَيْنَا غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهِ. And the moment we desire other than al-Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate us. You guys remember the Euros, right? When Germany was playing against Poland, what did they do with the Munich Stadium? Does anyone remember? What did they do with the Munich Stadium? What did they light up? Huh? What did you say? They lit up the stadium with rainbow colors. You know why? Because Poland and Hungary, they came out with no hesitation and shyness, saying that we were not exposed, I believe it was under 18s, to homosexuality. Look at Poland and Hungary, who are not Muslims, the way they hold on to their morals and values. Then you had that goalkeeper, Manuel Neuer, I think his name is, right? The post-match interview, he kept on doing this as he was wearing, huh? Rubbing it into the camera's face. Allahu a'lam whether he's gay or not. I don't know. And I have to mention this disclaimer. We are not trying to entice violence and hatred for the cameras. Are you guys with me? We are not enticing violence or hatred. I'm not telling anyone to carry out the hudud the moment you walk out. Huh? Be careful, Hussein. Huh? Be careful. La, not at all. That's not our place. However, just giving you guys examples. Look how proud they are, and then look how we, what? Feel shameful. Wallahu musta'an. We are a people, brothers and sisters, that have been honored with Al-Islam. The moment we desire other than Islam, we will be humiliated. Learn about your Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You are an ambassador of his religion and his message. You walk on the road, let the people feel that you are a Muslim. Why are you dragging your trousers? Why are you behaving like some kafir rapper who doesn't give two hoots about you? Wallah, he doesn't care about you. But we're imitating him. And maybe behind closed doors, he's mocking your Prophet, making fun out of you. Right? I always, you know, think about this issue when you have all of these supporters who are cheering on these footballers. The reality of the matter, he doesn't care. He just cares about his money. Doesn't care about you. But these kuffar that we've taken as idols, why is it that we're trying to imitate them? Right? But when it comes to our religion, we're extremely shy or shameful, or we feel ashamed. So what does وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ mean? Three components, brothers and sisters. We cannot walk out of this masjid not having memorized it or written it down. At least one of the two, brothers and sisters. These are essentials. We all didn't know once upon a time. If you don't know, memorize it. Write it down. Three components, brothers and sisters. طَاعَتُهُ فِي مَا أَمَرْ وَتَصْدِيقُهُ فِي مَا أَخْبَرْ وَاجْتِنَابُ مَا نَهَى عَنْهُ وَزَجَرْ. To be in obedience to that which he commanded. طَاعَتُهُ فِي مَا أَمَرْ. That's number one. تَصْدِيقُهُ فِي مَا أَخْبَرْ. To firmly believe in that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about. وَاجْتِنَابْ مَا نَهَى عَنْهُ وَزَجَرْ. And to stay away from that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited and criticized. Whenever the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives out an instruction, my brothers and sisters, you should take that personally. You should take that personally. The famous hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this hadith is extremely, extremely touching. He, peace and blessings be upon him, said, إِنَّمَا مَثَلِي وَمَثَلُ أُمَّتِي كَرَجُلٍ إِسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا. The example of me and my ummah is like the man who lit a fire. Imagine lighting a fire in the middle of the forest at night. فَجَعَلَتِ الدَّوَابُ وَالْفَرَاشُ يَقَعْنَ فِيهِ. And you see the flies and the bugs, huh? Rushing towards this fire, throwing themselves inside of it. وَأَنَا آخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتَقَحَّمُونَ فِيهِ. I'm holding onto your lower garment and you're running away from me, throwing yourself in the hellfire. Imagine now, brothers and sisters, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is holding onto your lower garment, a little bit like your mother. She begs you and she holds onto you, Muhammad, don't leave at night. And you tell her, don't worry, I know. Nothing will happen to me. She's holding onto you and you slip out of her hands. Imagine now, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holding onto your lower garment. And there is that fire that has been lit in the forest. And you go charging towards it. He's saying to you, Muhammad, don't commit zina. Don't take out a riba-based loan. Don't do this and don't do that. But you run away from him. And you throw yourself in his fire. And then on Yawm al-Qiyamah, this is exactly what's going to happen. You're going to throw yourself in the hellfire. If you care about your Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is where we should be starting, brothers and sisters. طاعته فيما أمر وتصديقه فيما أخبر واجتناب ما نهى عنه وزجر. These three components. There's a verse in the Quran that Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi called Ayatul Mihna. The verse of examination. I can stand here all day long, brothers and sisters. I hold a banner. I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Is this a reality or is it lip service? And Imam Ahmad called this verse the verse of examination. What was this verse? Who can give me the verse? It's in Surah Al Imran. Other than Sheikh Ya'qub, huh? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say to them, O Muhammad, if you truly love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. Follow me, O people, if you truly love Allah Azza wa Jal. Put yourself to the test. يُحْبِبْكُمْ Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal will love you. Al-Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, he commented on his verse and he said, زَعَمُوا أَنَّهُمْ يُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَابْتَلَاهُمُ اللَّهُ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. Some people claim that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. So He tested them with His verse. He tested them with His verse. Cut out the lip service, brothers and sisters. You truly love Allah Azza wa Jalla's Messenger. You truly want to defend the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe some of you guys came thinking that we're going to go on a demonstration. No, Allah. They've tried enough. 1.8 billion Muslims, right? And we can't end the suffering of our Muslim brothers and sisters. We are still living in humiliation. We are still living in humiliation. And what do you think the reason is? Because we haven't protested enough? Because we're not in parliament? What do you think the reason is? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us in an authentic hadith an instruction that goes on for 20 seconds. What was it? إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَ وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَغَرْ وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادَ سَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلَّا لَا يَنْزِعُ عَنْكُمْ حَتَّى تَرْجُعُ إِلَى دِينِكُمْ. When you start dealing with عِينَة, which is a form of riba. Riba, brothers and sisters, is it a major sin? Is it kufr or is it an innovation? It's a major sin. You are starting a war with Allah Azza wa Jal. فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So the Messenger of Allah is saying, when you start dealing with riba and you begin to chase the tails of cows and you become satisfied with the land that you possess, meaning you chase the dunya and that's what becomes your main focus. وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ, and you leave off al-jihad. We have to again mention a disclaimer before Channel 4 cuts it out, thinking that I'm promoting for ISIS. That's not a correct form of jihad. In the Sharia, there are different types of jihad. And I'm not going to be apologetic, right? The offensive jihad is part of our religion, just as the defensive jihad as well. However, there are shurut, conditions and regulations. Right? And it's not for everyone and anyone to take his group and to start fighting. There are shurut, conditions and regulations. And ISIS and their affiliates and all those who went, they didn't meet these conditions. Are you brothers and sisters with me? The verse in Surah Al-Ankabut, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنُّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Surah Al-Ankabut is a Makki surah. And here Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us, right? Those who do jihad in our way, we will guide them to our paths, to that which is correct. This came down in Mecca. Jihad wasn't even prescribed then. What is he referring to? Jihad with a da'wah. Jihad with yourself. Also when Allah said, وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. What is he referring to? You start the jihad with your nafs, with your whims and your desires. Fighting against yourself from imitating the kuffar. Are you brothers and sisters with me? We're not going to be apologetic. While at the same time, everything has to be what? In context. What did the Messenger say? If these four things happen, you start dealing with riba, which is what? A major sin. So if the Messenger is telling us about major sin, then how about if innovations and shirk and kufr has become so widespread? You guys know of the debate that we had some years ago. There are a group of people who believe that it's a core part of your religion to say, Ya Rasulullah, anjini min an-nar. O Messenger of Allah, save me from the hellfire. Or, O Messenger of Allah, go and ask the Messenger of Allah, go and ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give me X, Y, and Z. Which is from the worst types of shirk. Invoking the Messenger of Allah, because you are now what? Doing dua to Allah Azza, to other than Allah. Whether you're going directly to the Messenger وسلم, or using him as an intermediary between you and Allah, this is from the worst of acts that you can engage in. The whole debate was about, you can do this, no you can't. We're saying to them, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. When you ask, ask Allah. And they're saying, no, you guys are not Muslims. For saying that you can't go through the Messenger. This is so widespread. A lot of you Londoners don't actually see this, right? The moment you go north, from Leicester and onwards, especially in places like Bradford and Manchester, very widespread. Ta'weezes. من علق تميمة فقد أشرك. Very widespread over there. These talismans, the moment you open it up, you find the names of Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl, Haman and Qarun and Fir'aun. When he's been convinced that you have the statements of Allah in there. Sorry brothers, might be shouting a little bit today, raising my voice, but you can see the topic. Normally we don't speak like that. Last week it wasn't like that. What will happen, brothers and sisters? Right? Major sins become widespread. The hadith is saying major sins. Let alone that which is worse than that. سلط الله عليكم ذلا لا ينزعه عنكم حتى ترجع إلى دينكم. Allah will send down a humiliation upon you. He will not remove the humiliation until you come back to your religion. And everyone has a role to play in applying this hadith, either with yourself or with the people around you after rectifying yourself. Are you brothers and sisters with me? Right? Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, and I will conclude with this insha'Allah ta'ala. He says, Ahlul Sunnati yamutuna wa yahya dhikruhum wa ahlul bid'ati yamutuna wa yamutu dhikruhum. When the people of the Sunnah, they pass away and they depart from this world, my beloved brothers and sisters, right? Their name, or their names, should I say, is held up in high esteem. Do you guys agree with that? We hear Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, his name, right? All the time. We hear Al-Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi, his name. Al-Imam Ahmad, Imam Ahl al-Sunnah. Right? The four great Imams of Fiqh. Al-Imam Ahmad, Imam Shafi'i, Al-Imam Malik, Al-Imam Abu Hanifa. They utilized the resources that they had. They adhere to the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Are you brothers and sisters with me? A contemporary Shaykh, Shaykh al-Albani rahmatullahi alayhi. We don't say that Shaykh al-Albani rahmatullahi alayhi is perfect, right? Without a shadow of a doubt, some of his checkings may not necessarily have been always right. But they were what? A handful compared to his checkings on other than the Bukhari and Muslim. The four books of hadith and the rest of the books that he checked of hadith. The sayings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Huraira narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, X, Y, and Z, narrated by Abu Dawud or An-Nasai, Ibn Majah. What do you hear after that? وَصَحَّحَهُ الْأَلْبَانِي أو وَحَسَّنَهُ الْأَلْبَانِي أو وَصَحَّحَهُ الْأَرْنَؤُوتِ. Their names are mentioned alongside the speech and the sayings of the Prophet ﷺ. Is there a sharaf after this? On the manabir. Their names are mentioned alongside the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Imagine that. Because they gave life to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Every Monday, brothers and sisters, we teach what? Inheritance, right? One of the reasons why I decided to teach inheritance before or prior to this class, did you guys maybe hear about inheritance being taught? It's one of those sciences that has what? Been forsaken. That has been forgotten. Right? And I thought maybe it would be a good idea to give life to the science. Because there are many statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? That may never ever be heard by the average commoner. At least we can bring that to light. And also because distribution of inheritance is something that might concern every single one of us here. Anyways, going back to what he said. Well, as for the people of innovation, يموتون ويموت ذكرهم. And you can add to that what? The kuffar. The people of innovation who attributed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that which he was free from. Why do we need to carry out practices that the least that we could say about it is what? Doubtful. Something that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't do. The companions didn't do, right? The tabi'een, the atba'u tabi'een, and then even what? The four great imams of fiqh, they didn't do. How many practices of the sunnah are there that we don't know of? But then we want to maybe go and celebrate and whatever, what you and have you. Why? Wallahi, you open up Sahih Bukhari, right? This is right at the beginning. Right at the beginning. Did you know that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to rinse his mouth after drinking milk? Ma ra'aykum, brothers and sisters? He would rinse his mouth after drinking milk. In Sahih Bukhari. Right at the beginning. Many people don't know. Why is it that we can't connect the people to applying the sunan? Instead we go to something the least we could say is what? Da'fu. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the pulpit weekly, he will say, وَشَرُّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. The worst of the affairs are what? The innovative practices. وَكُلُّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every newly invented practice is what? It's an innovation, and every innovation takes you to the hellfire. Abdullah ibn Umar commented on the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَإِن رَآهَا النَّاسُ حَسَنَةٍ. Every innovation is misguidance, even if the people they see it to be good. It's not about what I think, or what my sheikh thinks, or what my granddad or your granddad. Nah. One thing that I really, really loved about the Majj, right? Darul Hadith, the institute that we studied at, which was destroyed by the Rafida, the 12th, was even the sheikh. He's confronted when he says something in the class, right? And he may not necessarily have substantiated that claim with a dalil, with an evidence. Oh, Sheikh, what was your dalil for that? You didn't mention it in the class. And then the Sheikh opens the floor for discussion. But Sheikh, you know this? And then he's saying, no, it's like that. And then, tayyib. I love that. Studying Bukhari and Muslim, right? The Sheikh is questioned because it's not about him. The Sheikh, his occupation is to connect you to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's just someone in between to teach you that, here, show you, look, that's what you need to do. Not some superstitious beliefs that are connected to, oh, this sheikh is like that, or he can see you and what. لِأَنَّ أَهْلَ السُّنَّةَ أَحْيُوا مَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولِ. The reason why their name remains to be remembered and mentioned is because they gave life They gave life to what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with. فَكَانَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّنْ قَوْلِهِ. And they had a share in وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Which surah is that in? Surah Al-Sharh. طيب. They will have a share in وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Indeed, O Muhammad, we have raised your mention. Your name has been raised. 1.8 billion followers that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has. And he doesn't have Instagram, nor does he have Twitter, Snapchat, or TikTok. The name Muhammad, the name Muhammad is the name that people have named their children after, and the most growing name of today. Is that clear, brothers? وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. No matter how much they try to criminalize him, they try to portray him as a barbaric, bloodthirsty individual, his religion will always prosper. And if you now give life to his sunnah, because we hear about forgotten sunnah, right? Sunnah. Inshallah ta'ala, you will have a fair share of that. وَأَهْلُ الْبِدْعَةِ شَنَأُ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَكَانَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّنْ قَوْلِهِ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبَتَرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about those who mock, ridicule, make fun of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبَتَرُ. Those who do this, they will be cut off. They will be cut off. They tried to say about the Prophet sallallahu, when you look up the tafsir, he won't have a progeny, doesn't have any sons that will carry on his legacy. So he's cut up, leave him. Let him continue gargling that which he's saying. Right? He will be cut off. Did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leave behind any sons? Huh? Six out of his seven children, they passed away in his lifetime. فَالْكُلُّ فِي حَيَاتِهِ ذَاقُ الْحِمَامِ وَبَعْدَهُ فَاطِمَةٌ بِنِصْفِ عَامِ. All of them passed away in his lifetime. Fatima, half a year after, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. But his legacy remains. And we are being told about those who mock him, like Lars Vilks now. Does anybody ever mention him in a good light? Even Kisra. Huh? Look it up, brothers and sisters. Even the historians affirm that which ended up happening to him. فَأَمَا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They will disappear. As for that which is beneficial, remains on the earth. And أهل البدعة are no different. The people of innovations. They tarnished the Sharia with the innovative practices that they attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they will have a share of inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. They will be cut off as well. Their legacy will not remain. So my brothers and sisters, if you are passionate about your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learn about his sunnah. Learn about it, give life to it by teaching the people. Right? Let it be seen that you are what? An ambassador of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with how you behave, how you conduct yourself. The kuffar today, should I say many of them, they don't read, right? They analyze. They say that, look at that, that's a Muslim, Muhammad, his name is Muhammad. He's meant to be a Muslim, that's how he's behaving. You know what, if that's the case, I don't want to be Muslim. You have that responsibility, brothers and sisters, in establishing Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sunnah. Our sole reason of existence is to worship Allah. And you cannot do that, brothers and sisters, without learning his religion. And I'll conclude with that inshaAllah ta'ala. جزاكم الله خيرا وأحسن الله إليكم. May Allah Azza wa Jal honor every single one of you.
If you'd like to get more information about when the next event is going to be, the location, time, place, date, click the link below and join the Telegram group that will take you to a group where we have all the information about all of our live events. Wanted to give those of you who are not able to make it an opportunity to participate in the khair. And that is that inshallah ta'ala, if you would like to contribute towards the expenses of these events, we don't charge anyone to attend, but we do have a lot of expenses, food, whatnot, the giveaways that attract the people to come in and whatever have you. As you can see, it brings in the youth, the youngsters, the ones who, you know, we really need to reach out to them and get them in the masjid. Who knows, someone may come to the masjid, completely change their life. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the primary reason for that. But then Allah azza wa jalla might have made you a means for that person or those people to change. So donate as generously as you can at the link below. And inshallah ta'ala, please come and attend. So hopefully we see you there, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum, peace.